back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. We'll start with Mark from the SAC. My friend, thanks for calling once. What's your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, the usual mishmash of CJ's, you know, the talking points. I mean, we hear the same ones every day, but I don't know. He probably doesn't know what Marxist actually means, but the actual definition of it. And you hit the points right on the head there that, you know, Trump freed the terrorists over, had the terrorists freed over in Afghanistan. And those might have been the men who launched the attack that killed the 13 servicemen during the evacuation. So, I mean, enough of that. That the Republicans, you said they've laid their cards out on the table, what they plan on doing if they go into power again. They want to get rid of Social Security. They want to get rid of Medicare. Ron Johnson and Rick Scott both want to do that. Rick Scott, who's the largest Medicare fraudster in history up to when he testified and said, no, he didn't testify and gave the old Fifth Amendment however many times, that it's ridiculous. And it's... And the John Durham investigation going after Michael Sussman, if I have that name right, that what the guy did or not testify before the FBI, Durham is saying, well, he lied to the FBI. He wasn't completely forthcoming before the FBI. Well, how many of Trump's cabinet appointees got trotted out and were not honest before the FBI, were convicted? Michael Flynn convicted of treason, and what kicked this whole thing off, let's remember, back in the spring of 2017, if I've got that date right, that Trump wanted Comey to drop the investigation of Michael Flynn. You know, oh, let him go on this Russia thing. Well, why would Trump even ask that if there wasn't something that he was afraid was going to come out about the whole Russia thing?
It
wasn't.
Well, yeah, but Mark, here's the deal: the Republican Senate and the majority at the time had an investigation, and they said there was Russian collusion. These are the Republicans. And Comey was investigating him for Russian collusion. Mueller, frankly, took a dive. He didn't follow up on that. He's a Republican. I don't have a lot of respect for Mueller or Comey. And when we talk about Sussman appeared before the FBI because he personally was concerned about what was happening, and he gave them truthful testimony. And then they asked him, are you here in your capacity as a lawyer for any client? And he said, no, that was truthful. He was there because he wanted to be there. He did represent Democratic organizations, and they knew that. They knew that. It's a subjective decision as to what his motivation was to go in there. The Durham investigation is a fraud. I would frankly start a grand jury to investigate Durham. This is enough is enough. Crooked William Barr, lying William Barr, the attorney general, appointed him as a special counsel, as an interrogator. He can be fired. I'd fire him, put in somebody else and say, is there anything there? And then get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy. Thanks for calling in. Andre of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andre of Milwaukee?
Good morning, my friend. Listen to your show every morning. It's a good show. Love it. I got one question for you, and I want to hear your opinion. When do you think it's time for the Ukrainians to go on the offensive and push the Russians out, because they can't just sit there and defensive. They got to go on the offensive to push them out. That's all, thanks.
Yeah, no. That is the nub of this whole thing, and that is a very profound statement. And here, here's the way to do it. The Ukrainians are great fighters. Russia, you know what Russia is doing is trying to destroy its wheat crop, all its food. There are going to be people starving in Africa and the Middle East as a result of this. Ukraine is one of the big food producers in the whole world, believe it or not. So right now, Ukraine is asking Biden for several things: anti-ship missiles, much better drones, and rocket launchers, multiple rocket launchers with 100-kilometer range instead of like artillery, which is half that. 100 kilometers is about 60 miles. They're called HIMARS, HIMARS multiple rocket launchers. Jason Crow, Democrat of Colorado, met with the Ukrainians and passed this request on to Biden. They want what we call Harpoon anti-ship missiles. And then there are 12 million tons of food in Odessa ready to export to Africa and the Middle East, and Russia won't let them out. They won't let food out, for God's sake, okay? Well, here's the deal. And I say this to Biden right now, give them the Harpoon anti-ship missiles. And some of the people are going, well, you know, Ukraine doesn't have a Navy, so how can they deploy them? They deploy them from the shore. They sunk a battleship with a missile that came out of the back of a pickup truck. Okay? So get them. They will sink some ships. Ukraine has now mined the harbor in Odessa so that they can't do an amphibious assault against Ukraine. But they're sitting there blockading food. This food goes around the world. It doesn't go to the United States. It goes to Africa and the Middle East and Asia. These people have to eat. Many of them do not have a lot of food saved up. Some of them don't have any food saved up. I think they should take it to them, and I'll tell you what. This just out is a fascinating thing. 12 generals have been killed from the Ruskies by the Ukrainians, and it turns out that the CIA gave their position coordinates to the Ukrainians. CIA knows where everybody is over there at any time. They know where Putin is. They know where Lukashenko of Belarus is. They know where Lavrov is. They know all these people. Give them more coordinates. The butcher of Aleppo, the Russian sadist, the general who butchered the city of Aleppo in Syria, bombed the living hell out of it. And in Grozny, they bombed Grozny in Chechnya. He's done it to Mariupol now. They want to do it to Kyiv and Lviv. Well, you know something? Give his coordinates to the Ukrainians and give them the drones. And this guy's right there on the ground. He's got to disappear. And frankly, give them Putin's coordinates and Lavrov and Lukashenko. These are mass murderers. And what they're doing right now, they've now breached the steel plant in Mariupol. And they have used chemical weapons over there in the past, phosphorus bombs. You have thousands of people huddled down like in a subway tunnel. They'll simply kill them all. It's a genocide. Ukraine can't have an economy if it can't export its food. Its big deal is food. It's wheat, a lot of other food. They're excellent at it. Their farmers are tough. They're out there in the fields, and they'll have a submachine gun while they're pushing the plow. I mean, you know, you think farming is tough. It is tough. It's very tough over there. Then they get their wheat to market. Odessa is a port on the Black Sea. And there are Russian ships like spiders sitting out there ready to sink anything that comes out. Take out those ships. Give them the Harpoon anti-ship missiles. How many times do I have to say it? We've been saying it a long time. Give them the HIMARS multiple missile launchers with 100-kilometer range. They could sit back and just absolutely pepper these troops, these sadistic, genocidal troops that are trying to get into Mariupol. And 12 Russian generals is a good start, but it's not enough. And there are other people. Give them the coordinates on where the Wagner group is, who are crusaders, they're mercenaries, and the Chechenian group, crusaders. I'll tell you something else, and this really frosts me. Germany now has said that when Sweden and Finland apply for NATO, they'll get fast track, but there'll be a gray area when they're not quite in NATO and Russia's threatening them. Germany now said, we will defend them as if they were in NATO. The U.S. has said, we will respond to Russia if they try that. Why didn't we do that in Ukraine? We did from the U.S. perspective. We've given them a lot of weaponry, and the U.S. is not saying that it would send troops into Sweden and Finland. But why is Germany going, we'll defend Sweden and Finland as if they're in NATO, but not, you know, they're Nordic countries, but they're not Ukraine, a Slavic country. The Ukrainians are magnificent fighters and they're loyal to the United States. They want to be in the EU. We got to step it up. And Andrea Milwaukee is exactly right. A very profound statement. Help the Ukrainians take it to the Russians. Start feeling some pain on the Russian side in their cities. They've already had unexplained fires throughout Russia. Continue to give them everything they need, anti-ship and otherwise. And I would frankly give them air cover and stop the genocide. Thank you, Andre. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. I like your topic on Ukraine. Here's something that the American public has to realize about Russia. When they went into Afghanistan, they ended up turning tail with their legs between their tail and running the way the Afghans dealt with the Russians. So now here we are in dealing with Ukraine and Russia. The news has to report it in a positive way. You mentioned how many generals have been taken out. I don't know if I just turned on the show. So, but we know a lot of the statistics, how the Ukrainians have pushed them back. Now, Fox won't talk like that. Fox wants it to sound like Biden's got himself in a bit of a pickle or a big mess. He doesn't. We are going to win the war for Ukraine. It's very, very possible, but we've got to get the United group of Americans for pushing for Ukraine. I'm sorry, I'm struggling with my words this morning. But the point is, if we rally around Ukraine and Ukraine wins, which I think they're going to, a lot of things are going to get accomplished. Biden will get credit for it. And when it comes to 2024, I think the election's going to look maybe very good for him. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I think you're right. And this is a phenomenon that has occurred to me. I'm sure it's occurred to other people. Biden had very low approval ratings, but among other things, something like, 60% of the people thought he was not being aggressive enough in supporting Ukraine. When he started picking up the pace, when he started giving a lot more heavy weapons to Ukraine. He went down to Alabama and spoke to the guys working at a Javelin factory, the Javelin of these anti-tank missiles that are going to Ukraine. He's gone up 5 points. I think that the tougher he is on the Russians and the stronger he is in supporting Ukraine, he's going to go up in the polls. And then remember, there's an old adage in politics. You can't beat somebody with nobody. You can't beat somebody with nobody. So that any incumbent president takes heat. I don't know if people know this. They've been polling since Roosevelt. Every year, about 30% of the people in this country want to see the president impeached, any president. Roosevelt, Reagan, doesn't matter. They want to take him out. And the truth of the matter is, you're always going to have some sore heads. So what? I think you're right, Bill. I think 2024 may be shaping up a lot better than we think. Going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.